Please rise and join us in the pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Warren County Board of Supervisors, August 24th, 2021. Are there any changes to attendee agenda?
I have none.
Department heads and elected officials. Terry Johnson, Des Moines County.
Whoops.
Sarah.
We switched spots.
But I'm talking to Sarah, right? Okay. Sarah Doty, First Deputy Auditor's Office.
Staying busy. I don't have anything new to report. Terry, do you have anything?
Yeah, I was just going to let you know, because they've been asking. We are up to 4 candidates now for the City of Burlington, City Council. When we reach 6, or when we reach 7, that will trigger a primary. So anyway, they have until Thursday at 5 p.m. to file papers. And we've had, for the other cities, because their filing period started on Monday, we've had Danville Mayor, somebody file papers for the Danville Mayor and for West Burlington Mayor positions, so.
Can you share those names with us, or is it?
Yes, I can. For Danville, it's Jerry Strauss. And for West Burlington, it's Ron Teeter.
That's for Mayor?
Uh-huh.
What was that last name?
For West Burlington Mayor Teeter, T-E-A-T-E-R.
Go ahead.
And the City Council candidates are John Phillips, Antonio Bailey, Christopher Repke, and Terry Schnack, S-C-H-N-A-C-K. So those are the candidates that have filed so far.
Thank you, Terry.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Sarah.
You're welcome.
If I'd known you were going to be there, I would have. Plan to embarrass you a little bit, but
Thanks, appreciate that.
I'm no good off the cuff. Lisa Schaefer, Des Moines County Attorney.
I'm staying busy. We have our trial setting meeting, so we're going to be busy with trials next week. Just a couple things we're dealing with in our office. We learned our victim witness grant that we've had for years through VOCA has been reduced by about $2,500 this year, as in this year. And we anticipate that it will continue to be reduced. It's a federally funded grant, and they just have not appropriated the funds that they did before, so everyone's are being reduced.
They've appropriated money for everything else. They can't come up with.
And then we also learned that the CPC in Muscatine, that's the Child Protection Center where we send all of our children depending on the nature of it, usually under the age of 16, all children to, whether it's sex abuse, child abuse, or just witness to a crime, we send all of them to the CPC to be interviewed for forensic interviews. We've been working with the Muscatine CPC since 2010, I think, 2011, for years. They lost their IDPH grant. And so, which cover all of their costs for travel, testifying, depositions. Now they want, they're trying to stay afloat. Apparently, there's a new CPC in Scott County up in Davenport that actually got the grant. They don't want to have too many people, you know, too close together all getting money. So Scott County got the grant. So because of that, Mississippi Valley is now wanting to charge witness fees, travel expenses, etc., for their staff. So I've met with Brett from the sheriff's office, as well as the major from the PD, to figure out what we're going to do next. I'm a little uncomfortable for taxpayers who are paying for that IDPH grant anyway, for us to then ask the county taxpayers to pay additionally for those witness fees. So we are exploring what other CPCs we could use in lieu of Mississippi Valley, which we're very sorry to do. They're a great group of people to work with. They bend over backwards for us, but it's just one of those unfortunate things where they're the victim of regionalization. And so we're trying to figure out how best to make sure that we're getting our needs met, but also keep the costs as low as possible. So we're exploring that. Other than that, we're just staying busy and still playing COVID catch up.
We've got a week left. Till the end of September is your first cutoff.
No, we're good now until January 31st. We're making some headway on the way, and this is for all of our waiver cases. Our new demands continue to be on the regular timelines that they've always been on. We still have about 85 waiver cases that were pre-COVID. But now that they're actually rising to the top, attorneys and defendants are now deciding, okay, I need to do something with this. I think we just cleared out 10 or 12 of them just this month. So we're hoping that will continue to happen as they rise to the top, they can actually get dealt with. So we're hoping not to have too many issues. The only scheduling concerns we have are, we have a homicide scheduled for September 28th. And then if we have demands that are set for that date, we have to figure out how we're gonna do two things at once. Because there's not a lot of time left for that, because the homicide, both homicides have to go by January 30th because they were both pre-COVID. The one scheduled for the 28th of September is from October of 19. So we would really like to get that man, young man, on his way, whichever way that may be. He's been in jail since October 12th, I think, of 2019. It's a long time. But if we have our way, it's just like the first installment.
I just got that, sorry.
How's he paying off his time?
Incrementally.
Judge Dowell used the phrase, I think it was Judge Dowell, when he sentenced someone to life imprisonment. He goes, we don't have the death penalty in Iowa, we just take your life one day at a time. So, but yeah, it's a murder case. He is looking at life in prison, so he would get credit for any time served in the offense. Not that it matters when you're serving life, but he would get credit for all time previously served. But we would like to get that case done and resolved. I know Doug would like to get him out of the jail, just to open up some space. But that's really the only big scheduling concern we have at this point is that one.
Thanks, Lisa. Colin Gerst, IT.
Just keeping busy like always, juggling a couple larger projects right now, but nothing new to report.
Jared Lasser, Land Use.
Morning. Let's see, we have a subdivision out for review. It might be a little while before it comes to you, since we'll still need to go through it's in a 2-mile area of one of the cities, and that hasn't been set yet. That'll be the first meeting in September. So to follow our normal process, we'll follow up on that. The county will approve after the city. So that might not see that right away, but it'll be coming here eventually. Just a minor subdivision. Apart from that, we have the floodplain advisory board meeting this afternoon. Just a last review of the new revised ordinance for the maps that become effective in October. So assuming nobody has any issues with that, you can expect to see that come to the board here within the next few weeks. So apart from that, we do have a work session following up on a matter we had discussed at a previous work session. I think it was a month or two ago. So apart from that, I don't have anything else.
Thanks, Jared. Chris Lee, Conservation.
Good morning. It's kind of routine for us. I will note that we got our hiker park series scheduled for the fall. For this round, we are partnering with Wyza County. They'll be bringing folks down here, and we'll be going up there. And so we'll have parks to be hiked both in Des Moines and Wyza County. So kind of spread our wings, exploring the area a little bit wider. In the future, we hope to partner with some of the other adjacent counties as well. We know a lot of folks, you know, like to go out and check out other places, and so kind of giving them that opportunity to join us and do that. So other than that, we did schedule our school field trips and stuff for the fall. The way that always works is there's a particular day that we open that up. We open up our schedule to take those requests. Generally, it's just a nonstop telethon. The phone just never stops ringing. The Stars Cave, and they'll book up their entire fall in a single day, and which they did again. But it wasn't quite as robust this year. I think a lot of schools are still kind of, you know, dipping their toe in the water as far as, you know, what travel they're going to be allowed to do, willing to do, and that kind of stuff in the face of COVID and everything. So not quite a mad rush like it has been in previous years, but it's still going to keep our education staff pretty busy. So looking forward to getting that going again and kind of resuming some semblance of normalcy and leading field trip programs and stuff out of the Nature Center. Other than that, the staff's out doing some trail work at Starscape today, up on things. Campgrounds are winding down a little bit. We weren't full this last weekend. August, we usually see a little bit of a dip. There's just a lot of things going on. There's the State Fair and then Sweet Corn Festival and all the other festivals kind of going along, and then everybody kind of getting back home and trying to get back into the swing of school and stuff like that. So we're used to seeing a little dip like this. And then plans are underway for our big Halloween event that we'll have up at all of that second Saturday in October, so looking forward to that. We are that same weekend also going to have a prescribed fire workshop. It'll be that Sunday, which is the 10th, I believe, of October, and invite folks out to learn about prescribed burning and how we do that and stuff. And anybody that attends that can join our volunteer list to help us do burns in the future if they want. So that's kind of what we're going on. Looking forward to
Wednesday's going to be. Tomorrow.
That'll be October 10th, I believe, is that Sunday? It'll be in the afternoon, so 1 till 5 p.m. It'll be up at our shops at Big Hollow. We did one of these 2 years ago, I think, maybe three. And it's, you know, basically just kind of introduces prescribed fire, some of the tools and methods you can do for doing that. You know, anybody that's got land that has conservation reserve program acres on it, oftentimes they're required to do what's called contract management. So halfway through the contract, they have to burn or spray or disc some of it. And from a management perspective, burning is by far the best thing you can do. And so folks can kind of come and learn how to do that and meet other folks that are wanting to get into it. I work down in Missouri. They did this kind of landowner cooperatives where a bunch of landowners would get together and they'd help each other burn. So this is kind of the first step in maybe starting some of that coalition up so that folks can get more fire put on the ground, because it certainly is a very valuable habitat management tool.
What's the best time or the optimal time for burning season?
Generally spring and fall. So we do a lot of our forest burns in the fall right after the leaves come down. And then we do some of our native grass burning in the fall. Kind of depends what your objectives are. If you're wanting to promote heavier grasses, burning in the fall is better. If you're wanting to promote some of the wildflowers, burning in the spring and early summer is the best time to do that, depending on what your existing cover is. So if you're wanting to get rid of trees, spring or fall, depending on your timing. If you can catch it when, like, the trees that are coming up in your prairies still have leaves on them and you can hit them with fire, then you'll take away their opportunity reserves down on the roots and reset it back. And so that's often what we're trying to do in our timbers, is we're trying to burn out honeysuckle. And so that stuff stays green way into the fall. Everything else will have been brown and dormant. That stuff is starting growing. And so we try to torch it then. And
don't show off, man. You think you really know that stuff, don't you?
We kind of live for this stuff.
I appreciate the info. Thanks, man.
Chris, I heard that, you know, that ornamental grass that got the girls tall and got them. They said that's one of the top 10 invasive weeds in the country.
Yeah.
I would never guess that.
Yeah. It would surprise you the number of ornamental things.
Yeah.
That, you know, like, oh, it's pretty, and then it just.
And the government's trying to put a ban on greenhouses and places selling that stuff.
Yeah, there's been some of that stuff that's just that's taken off. So, yeah, you know, and that's where, you know, paying attention a little bit to what the natural history and the ecology of a plant that you're going to put in your yard really is, because, you know, plants can disperse pretty easy, and folks should really be cognizant of that. You know, just because it's a pretty thing doesn't mean that it's the best thing to put in your yard when it's going to, you know, take over somebody's farm or timber.
Thanks, Chris. Janelle Nally, one question, Warren County Treasurer.
Good morning. I'm sure, as you're all aware, the property tax statements were mailed out last Friday.
I am aware.
So if you haven't gotten them, you will soon. And thanks to Rodney Gage for getting that truckload down to the post office bright and early on Friday morning. And the staff did an awesome job at getting all that done in a timely manner. But the other thing I'll mention is DOT, Iowa DOT, came in this morning at 8:30 with all their boxes, his boxes, to start that printer installation. I would imagine by now he's going on it. So we might have a little delay if somebody comes in the next couple of hours, but it shouldn't be long. They're pretty diligent about getting that up and going. So that's all I have.
Everybody might not know that you've got 30,000 of those property tax statements to get out. You do it all in-house.
Yep, all in-house.
Postage, sticking them down.
Print them.
Then like Rodney votes a pickup, the bed of pickup. I'll put it. Wow. Anyway, thank you.
Well, I think my taxes on paper are a couple of them loaded.
Nobody's got to pick up the postage.
Did your ears burn when everybody's getting these in the mail?
Oh, sure. I mean, it's always. I expect it. So.
Yeah.
Phone started to ring hot and heavy constant at probably 11 a.m. yesterday.
Yeah.
They'll go today, so. It is what it is.
Yeah.
I spoke to a group last Friday. I told them why I started off is, they started with the bad news, and I said, your property tax statements. I said, we'll hit your mailboxes next week. To our buddy Ramon. I said, but the good news is, I said, the county levy rate has gone down 20% over the last 11 years. Gone from 875 to 702. That's the lowest levy rate in 20 years, so that seemed to smooth them out a little bit.
Okay. I'll take a pound on that with you.
Kevin Glendenning, Des Moines County Sheriff.
Good morning. Things going well at the Sheriff's Office. A little bit of public awareness. We've had a subject that we had identified about a week or two ago that was going around and just being overly persuasive about asking for money. He was found in odd places of people's properties around backyards and outbuildings and whatnot. Didn't necessarily have any charges on him, but we had identified him, but we couldn't locate him. He was located a couple days ago, and in that he was attempting a burglary. So he was arrested for that, for attempted burglary and a couple other charges. But since then, had some reports come in just through putting stuff out through social media of change jars and money disappearing, things that they hadn't reported, and now that they were. So just be aware that now we're starting to get an influx of where the subject may have entered their house or somebody else entered a residence and taken items. So if you have something like that shows up, we'd love a call back. We'll take a report and we'll add that in part of our investigation. So just be aware that those things do happen, unfortunately. If somebody comes around and you feel intimidated about donating or giving money, go inside, secure your house, give us a call. We'll come out and deal with it. Besides that, everything's well. The jail population, we're at 77, four out of county. And most importantly, I've got our two newest deputies with me here today. This is Xander Schweitz and John Gates. Time of agencies are very struggling with hiring really good quality candidates. We're really excited about these two. They'll start the academy on Monday. They'll be gone for about 4 months, and then they'll do a four-month field training program where they'll be with our field training officers. So very excited about the service they're going to bring to Des Moines County in the future, and we're going to get them going. So just wanted to introduce them to the board, to the public.
Welcome aboard, gentlemen.
Thank you. And they have other things to do, so I'm going to excuse them from the meeting. I told them they didn't sit through the rest. So.
They made class to join up.
Yes,
Kevin.
Yes.
Take care.
Thank you.
Brian Carter, Des Moines County Secondary.
Good morning. Projects are still moving. Flint Bottom's moving along. Still got a while ahead of it. Still got some seeding to do on 99 and a little bit of riprap, but otherwise that project's, you know, in good condition. And geode, I would expect, well, I don't really have an expectation because a lot of it depends on things in Henry County, but they are moving along in Henry County. So so hopefully we'll see the geode project maybe start up in the next couple weeks. It'll probably be a spur of the moment thing. We'll do it. We'll send a press release out, but you may hear about it getting started before you hear it from me, just especially if the contractor jumps straight from their project to ours, which may or may not happen. So other than that, plenty of stuff going on. We are out for bid. I should have mentioned this last week. We are out for bid for that dirt road upgrade that we had the session on a month ago, 2 months ago. We've had a couple sessions on it. It's nothing new. So that is out for bid. Other than that, nothing else to go with. So if you guys have any questions.
No. Mark that down. That's the shortest thing you ever do.
I left you a big paragraph, even.
Well,
yeah, I don't think it was just a big paragraph. It
doesn't take long to figure that out.
I start to question things when Shane's asking about fire. So much. So, no, I'm just going to be quiet paragraph. And be calm. So,
I don't have any questions.
No, that's it. So thanks. Be safe too. Buses are going again, and it is very dry. We haven't had a lot of moisture. Well, actually, depending where you're at, we haven't had a lot of moisture. So pay attention for school buses stopping in places they haven't been for a couple months. So,
thanks, Brian.
Yep.
Krista Pogemiller, Public Health.
Good morning. We continue to be busy in Public Health. Our current positive COVID rate in the last 7 days is 11% with 76 cases. We've given 40,000 vaccines in our county for a percentage of 40.5%. We are continuing with various clinics, reaching out to the schools and industries. Also did a drive-through clinic last week at the auditorium. Want to thank Rodney and his staff for all the work they did. They helped get the equipment down there, help us get everything set up, and then afterwards on the weekend picked up that stuff. So thank you so much. They had the Pfizer vaccine received FDA approval, and it's FDA approved for 16 and older. And we've also had the additional third doses that are now being given to immunocompromised people. So this is for anyone who has, it could be someone with active cancer treatments, on high prednisone. There's a complete list on the CDC website if anyone's looking to see if they might qualify. So if they have questions, they can always call our health department. We also had a Board of Health meeting last week, and they are moving forward with the Board of Health website, as well as we had the annual report from Lee County, does the First Five program here in our community. So they gave their annual report as well.
Thank you, Krista. Rodney Wiesner, maintenance.
Good morning. We're plenty busy with a lot of stuff going on. The jail generator did not get started up on Friday. There was some scheduling with Kohler, the generator manufacturer, with some schedules that they have. So it hasn't been scheduled yet, so we're trying to get everything's ready to go. We're just waiting for that startup. So that's one of those things they need to be there with Lyant. So trying to get everybody's schedules lined up and get there and get it done. It's been kind of hectic, but I'm still working on that. We do have a bid opportunity out there for the front steps, so if anybody's interested in that, I think go to the county website and find that under the bid opportunities. I'd also like to introduce everybody as our new hire, Alex Schneller. Started yesterday, so we're glad to have him. Kind of took him around and showed him most of the places yesterday. Didn't quite get to everywhere, but we're glad to have him and have another person here. Start teaching him all the things that we do.
Welcome aboard, Alex.
Thank you.
That's all I have. Thank you.
Angie Vaughn, safety.
Good morning. I really don't have anything new, just keeping busy, but nothing major to report, so.
Thank you. Ken Heinemann, community services.
Good morning. We have 1 week left of August, so I've been sending out emails to case managers for funding requests that are ending August 31st, just reminding them hey, get me your funding requests and your paperwork in, things like that. We're also getting signed contracts back this time of year, and just keeping busy.
There, I think they're having a session at the at ISAC on justice involved.
Yeah. Later in the week, yeah.
On Friday.
On Friday, yeah.
There are a number of law enforcement officers coming from this area just for that day even. So the region offered to pay for it and everything, and I think that'll be a good session.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ted's gonna go from my office too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. Thank you, Ken. Did I miss anybody? Okay. Correspondence. I have none.
I have none.
We have payroll claims reimbursements in the amount of $380.
Move and approve.
Second. Sarah.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Tom Brooker.
Yes. We have minutes for the regular meeting of August 17th, 2021.
Second.
Sarah.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Tom Brooker.
Yes. It's going to be as short of me as I remember it sometime. Any other business?
I have none.
I have none. Future agenda items?
Maybe next week. Or whenever, put me on the agenda to present our annual report.
Well,
I promise not to be like Brian's.
I say, put him at the end so I can walk out.
Yeah,
exactly.
We're
going to
hold you to that.
We just have Terry will have to check and see if she's got any work session scheduled. But
you want it as a work session, or you want it actually on the agenda?
Just put it on the agenda. Just
okay.
I think it's been on the agenda before.
Yeah, okay. Shouldn't be a problem. Any other future agenda items? Committee reports.
Well, Krista covered me on the public health, and I appreciate that, Krista. There isn't anything that you missed that I know. And I had a rough meeting. And we have one of our gentlemen that's going to retire, so they're going to be looking for another sanitarian license to replace it. We've got four on board, but one of them is going to retire, so we'll bring that back up to four. We have five. So anybody out there knows anybody looking for a job? Apply for. We're not going to lose ours here. We're keeping great care. So.
Good. He does a good job.
Yes, he does a good job for Des Moines County. That's all I had there.
Thank you, Jim. I've got nothing. As do I. Public input. If anybody from the public would like to address the board, you may email the board of supervisors at board@dmcounty.com. That's BOARD at dmcounty.com. Or you may call 319-753-8203, extension 4. That's 319-753-8203, extension 4. We'll give you a couple minutes to initiate that email or call. In the meantime, does anybody in attendance have any comments? It's a quiet crowd. Well, I've got a question. You look familiar.
Yes. Hello. Former Hawkeye reporter. I'm just doing some freelancing right now and helping out the Beacon.
Okay.
So kind of unofficial, just picking up some assignments here and there, helping them out. But yeah, good to see everybody again. It's been a while.
Michelle, I think it's been a couple years since I've seen you.
Yeah. Libby. Sorry, yeah, we do have a Michelle at the Hawkeye. But yeah, no, I left the Hawkeye in June 2019, so it has been a while. Hard to believe, but still in the area.
Do you keep in contact with any of, like, that Michael Anderson that used to?
He was just before my time, actually.
He was?
Yep.
Okay.
But Tanner, remember Tanner who used to cover the
yeah.
meetings? Yeah, we are still in a group chat
still
with him.
Still in a group chat with him, are you?
Yeah, he lives in Pittsburgh now.
Pittsburgh.
Anderson reached out to me not too long ago. He's doing some reporting for some magazine or
who's
something
that?
Too, freelance.
Tanner?
Yeah, he's in Des Moines,
yeah.
that area. Anyway, it's good to see you.
Yeah, you too. You too.
You didn't say it was good to see me or Jim. You just
I see you guys
yeah.
every week.
Everybody looks the same here, except for you, Shane. You're the new addition. So.
Well, you know.
Shane's good.
Don't say it, Jimmy.
A little prayer right here.
Don't do it, Jimmy.
It's been a long 2 years.
Okay, it doesn't look like anybody's going to call in. So with an aye, we're adjourned.
Aye.
We're adjourned. Thank you all. You have a great day.
Yeah.
Thank you. I had a neighbor sometime in the last, you know, 6 months or something harass you about speed on the football. About a month ago.
Oh,
not recently. It's purple.
Like,
yes, I would have been on the last day before I could say it. But, okay, well.